I've never been in Uvalde, Texas, but today I feel like a part of my heart's there. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. How do you get your heart around a massacre of 9 and 10-year-old kids locked in a classroom and done by a teenager with a rifle? It's unimaginable, but, man, it's horrifically real. It's unthinkable, but we can't ignore it. Already, the cacophony of voices has begun, each with their, what do we need to do? Gun control, gun rights, more for mental health, warning signs, background checks, school security, and they each have a point, but it's lost in our deafness to each other. This might be just a good time to listen. But today, it's hearts. The broken-hearted parents with no child to hug today, crying out desperately for our prayer. The traumatized hearts of children, first responders, who saw awful things no one should ever see. And the still bleeding hearts of loved ones in places like Buffalo and Parkland and Newtown. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about heartbreak and healing in Uvalde. As I was watching the unimaginable horror of the Twin Towers collapsing on that September 11th, I found myself praying this, Lord, please help me see what you're seeing here. And I saw souls suddenly thrust into eternity, and other souls with a hole ripped open by their loss and desperately in need of comfort. I prayed that prayer again today. I can't explain the evil and the darkness that drives a teenager to such heartless violence, but I do know who reached and changed the darkness in so many people I've known and the darkness in me. He's the God who said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Because of my own experiences with devastating loss, with the worst being 6 years ago this month, my heart ends up rushing to Jesus in times like these, because when the love of my life was suddenly gone that awful May day, not even the priceless love of my family, my friends, could reach my deep, deep wound. But Jesus did. Only Jesus could. I know that to some people, Jesus is a religion. No, not to me. Not to countless millions around the world. No, he's my most vivid, most intimate relationship, who has promised, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. It seems like every other love either leaves you or fails you or dies on you. But as the Bible says, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. On the day when my broken heart was totally exposed and totally vulnerable, Jesus went deep in my heart with his comfort and his peace be still. And that's what God said he would do in the Bible verse that our president actually quoted after the shooting. And it's our word for today from the Word of God in Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Well, that's my prayer for those who mourn in Uvalde and Buffalo, that they would let Jesus go where only he can go, to the humanly inaccessible depths of a shattered heart. Only he can bring superhuman hope and comfort to an inconsolable heart. I mean, all of us in our broken moments desperately need to be enveloped in the mighty arms of the carpenter of Nazareth, to be hugged by God himself. Jesus knows broken. He was, in the Bible's words, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief because of what it took to open the way to the God we need so much. It says he was crushed for our sins. He was broken so we could be healed. On the cross, he was cut off from God so we would never have to be. He's been to depths we can't even imagine. But it wasn't a dead Savior who brought hope to my broken heart. It was Jesus, whose resurrection conquest of death is the epicenter of hope for every shattered heart. Yeah, a part of my heart is in Uvalde today. So is his. There's so much hurt there, but Jesus is very close. So there's hope.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.